Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti, Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available as we count down the days till April 28th through the 30th, Las Vegas, and the 2022 NFL Draft. And one of the young men waiting to hear their name called on those days is the standout receiver from Rutgers, Bo Melton. He was a standout down at the Reese Senior Bowl this past February, and then he took those skills to the Combine, where he blazed an impressive 4.34 40. And all the accolades you could think of, two-time team captain for the Scarlet Knights. He was third-team All-Big Ten, very versatile, packs a punch. We know he has the speed, so many things to love about him. Also played as a true freshman. You folks who listen in often know that's something I really, really, really take to heart when we think, hey, how are these guys going to shake out? But with that said, Bo, welcome to the program. You've had a fabulous career. How's this afternoon treating you?
How you doing? Treat me well, you know. Just out here, just got done actually working out, so loved the afternoon this afternoon.
Excellent. And I believe Pro Day was yesterday. Kind of take us through the last of these hurdles that you've kind of had to adjust to and be successful at as you prepare for this 2022 NFL draft.
Pro Day was an amazing experience, you know, getting back together with the guys, you know, going out there and doing our times, and just being around that facility was just a good feeling. You know, we had a lot of guys go to Pro Day, and for me and along with other guys, it felt comfortable. You know, this comfortable environment and going out there. That was our last hoorah before everything was done. So just being able to have a good time and put some good times on paper was good for us.
Nice. And for you, I mean, you basically hit the full circuit. You're down at the Senior Bowl. You're at the Combine. You're Pro Day. Which one was the most stressful, and which one did you think was the most amount of fun?
I didn't put too much stress on any of them, but you know, the Reese Senior Bowl, you know, that was my first attack on personnel there, NFL personnel, and I'll say, you know, I was amped up to play in the Reese Senior Bowl, so at that time I was excited, you know, excited to go out there and play. Was very enjoyable. You know, the Combine is probably the most enjoyable thing, and the Senior Bowl is very enjoyable also. But just being able to go and play, you know, on a national level where everybody's watching, it felt really good.
Excellent stuff. And I got to ask, a kid with your skill set and your abilities, back in the day, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, if you were playing, I assume you were you the kid scoring one touchdown after the next? Was it Bo Melton, 6 points to the right? Bo Melton up the middle for more, 6 points? Bo Melton to the left for 6 points?
Well, yeah, that was my kind of role when I played. I actually played quarterback and a little bit of running back. Really didn't play receiver when I was growing up. So, just, you know, you play quarterback at a younger age, you just run the ball. You don't really pass the ball. You barely do it. So type guy just to get the ball and to start running with it. So it was a really enjoyable experience. I was kind of used to doing everything when I was growing up.
And looking at the history, I mean, your mom and dad both athletes. Your mom was a basketball player. Your dad, Rutgers as well. And then we know your brother Max is there. What's it like, the dynamic of growing up in such an athletic family? Do you guys kind of tease each other about who is the best athlete of all the mountains?
I'll say, you know, it's very competitive. You know, we're a very loving family. You know, we are very close-knit, and we just want everybody to be the best. You know, I wanted to break a lot of my dad and my older brother's records, and Max broke a lot of my records. So I think that's really that's a tribute to how we compete in the family and how we want each other to succeed. So it's really being gracious in God's heart and how good he's been to our family. You know, I just thank God for that. And our just unique way of loving each other is different too.
Once again, Bo Melton here on the C2P, breaking down a little bit about what this young man brings to this 2022 NFL draft class. All the gentlemen that come on the program, I always present this question. If we threw you in the film room with these NFL teams, they're breaking down your tape. Bo, what do you think they're going to love about you? We know you got the speed, but what are some of the other the intangibles that are going to pop off the tape where they're going to have to bring you aboard their 53-man roster?
Yeah, they're going to see that I'm very versatile, and I'm just very good in open space. When I get the ball in my hands, I like to get yards after catch, and they're going to see that when they pop on the film. You know, I make contested catches, and, of course, the speed, but I think that's what they're really going to see on the film.
Yes, and that's so evident. How about this one? What goes unnoticed? I don't know if there's much that teams do not know about you up to this point. But is there anything that you could tell them that if they're listening in that you could fall in their good graces? I mean, we know you're a team captain. Maybe you're a weight room warrior, a film junkie, maybe great in the community. Maybe the Scarlet Knights offense didn't allow you to showcase other skills. Is there anything out there, Bo, that these teams need to know about?
Yeah, I'll say I'm just a great guy, you know, to my other teammates. You know, I like bringing the team together, team gathering, you know, as a person. I always grow connections with my teammates. I just don't go through the team and not know anybody. I always grow connections with all of my teammates that can go probably unseen. But I just do it for the love of the team. You know, we all play together, and if we got to play together, we got to know each other. So I make the initiative to do that for my teammates.
Very nicely said. How about this one? 3rd and 8, or you need to make the winning catch. What is your favorite route to run?
I'll definitely run a China route, 3rd and 8. Meaning I go 4 yards, stem out, and then come back in. Just like a double move real fast and get the ball and run for the first by 2 yards.
And you come across as a great kid. What's it like lining up against you, going kind of back into that 3rd and 8 thing? If I'm a DB, a critical play's coming, are you chatty? Are you quiet? You got that smile on? Kind of take us through what it's like lining up and seeing number 18.
Yeah, I'm not a chatty guy. You know, I don't really talk to you as much. I'm not going to, you know, jaw at you, but I'm going to be the type of guy that, you know, when you line up across from me, I want to make sure that you are on your heels, make sure you don't know what I'm going to do. And I like to smile and stuff like that just because I like reading people's faces and reading people's like alignment, how they line up against me. So and stuff like that, it kind of makes me happy.
I love it. And for you, kind of, you know, with so much going on, you wrapping up pro day, what was it like to finally get done, you know, take the cleats off, take a shower, and just kind of exhale after the last few months and all the hard work that you put in? I mean, did you go out to eat? Did you celebrate? Did you get a milkshake? Did you eat something that you haven't eaten? Kind of what was the reward after all the hard work?
My reward was really to see my parents just there, you know. My parents were there at the Senior Bowl, and my family, I had my two aunts and my uncle come to the pro day. So just seeing them there and at the end of the road, you know, just kind of made me happy, you know, maybe go out there perform in front of the scouts, but just overall happy, just knowing what I'm for them and knowing that, you know, I'm trying to make my dreams come true with that.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's an important, fun time, and God bless you, man. When mom and dad listen in, if they end up listening in, you're going to make their day saying, what was the greatest thing about Pro Day? And you're saying, hey, looking and seeing the family, your aunts and mom and dad in attendance, kind of watching you do what you do best, and that's the game of football. Did you do all the drills yesterday? Did you kind of, you know, use the combine numbers, or did you kind of try to attack some of those numbers, or did you just rest on the work you did in Indianapolis?
Yeah, with the 40-yard dash and the broad and the vert, I rested on them. But going towards the short shuttle and the three cone, I redid my three cone. I didn't do the short shuttle at the combine, so I just did both of them drills along with the position.
Nice. Happy with the result? Hello, folks?
Hello. Yes, sir.
Hey, can you hear? Oh, cool. Are you happy with the result?
Oh, yeah, I'm happy with the result. I'm very happy with the results. Yeah, I've been working towards them, and I think I didn't show three cone as well as I did at the combine, so I was happy to get the numbers I got back from there.
Excellent stuff. Hey, before we let you go, and we appreciate your time today, we always like to have a little fun. We call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Okay. Your head coach, Coach Greg Schiano, does he have any pet peeves during practice? An absolute no-no. Do not do this or you might catch a little hell.
Don't put your hands on your hips. It shows a weakness. He will lose it if you do that.
I love it. And you mentioned your brothers, your sisters, a family that wants to see each other do better. But getting back to that competitive side, when's the last time mom or dad might have had to step in, if they ever have, where you guys might have been playing a game and things got too competitive?
Basketball was very competitive. Like football, we always play that every day. But cookouts and basketball, you know, that was the biggest thing in our family. My mom played basketball. So we played basketball. We wanted to show who was the basketball star. So, I mean, we was on the court battling out, backing it down, trying to dunk on people, and it kind of got really wild up. Parents had to say, hey, stop trying to dunk on everybody. So, I mean, I was trying to dunk on my little brother. My little brother tried to dunk on me and all that other stuff. Like, it was kind of my older brother to shoot really well. So he was just shooting it on us, and he was mad. So that basketball really brought it out.
I love it. And then the final one, as we do count down the days to this upcoming draft, draft night, draft weekend, when you await to hear your name come off that board, I assume you're going to be with family and friends awaiting to hear your name called. That said, Bo, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next special football journey?
My mom, and she's going to laugh when she hears this, but she needs to cook that spaghetti she always cooks. She'll laugh when she hears it, but the spaghetti, she knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, fair enough. Well, mom was on the clock for spaghetti. You, Bo Melton, are on the clock for this 2022 NFL draft. We appreciate your time. We always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
I appreciate you, Bo. Love the first name also. God bless.
Well, yours as well. You got a great one, and can't wait to see you do that thing at the next level. Once again, Bo Melton, the standout for Rutgers, so much to love about this slow man. And, like, from the time he arrived, true freshman, he played the game, team captain twice, all Big Ten accolades throughout his Rutgers career, goes to the Senior Bowl, dominates, combine, 4-3-4. You got to love everything that this kid brings to the table. And then you throw on the film. That's the icing on the cake, and that's why this kid really has a nice career ahead of him. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.